The Sitka Police Department is struggling to attract and retain dispatchers. Police Chief Robert Beatty said that the additional funds from Whittier would help the police department better recruit for the open positions. He said the additional calls would amount to only minutes a day added to the workload for dispatchers.
There's really no training curve for us because the process and the computer programs and whatnot that Whittier uses are the same as ours. We pick up zero paperwork associated with this. It's literally going to be data entry and phone calls.
Whittier has a population of around 270 people, and Beatty said their public safety office handles around 4,000 calls a year, which is roughly 11 calls a day, but around 80% of those are self-initiated, meaning an officer is going to do a security check or a public appearance. Beatty said the arrangement with Whittier would be similar to how the police department now handles calls for the Sitka Fire Department.
With the same model, we've taken on the fire department's dispatch, and there's been no hiccups in that. And of course, I can't speak for Chief Warren, but I think he would agree with me that their response times has increased, and their ability to deal with the true nature of their calls has increased.
Only one member of the public commented on the contract, and he was supportive. Most assembly members were on board as well. Here's Chris Yestead.
Everything with the PD right now, how they're, you know, they're short-staffed, and I was definitely concerned. I know when I first read it, but I think as going through it and then having Chief Beatty come up and explain it out, it's definitely alleviated those concerns that they can handle the extra workload. I definitely appreciate a creative way of finding different revenue sources for recruitment and retention.
The contract with Whittier is for 2 years with three possible one-year extensions. Assemblymember Crystal Duncan asked about pay increases and what would happen to the dispatcher's pay when the contract term ends. City Administrator John Leach said the answer was a bit complicated.
Salaries for represented employees have already been set through the bargaining agreements. And as far as whether or not the salary will go up and how long it will stay, that's to be determined throughout the, we have to do what's called a letter of agreement with the bargaining unit. So we'll still need to work that piece out to get the specifics nailed down.
Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said early on he'd shared concerns about staffing, but those concerns had been assuaged. And he added that if the partnership doesn't end up working, the city has options.
We do have a 60-day out, which was very important to me that, should it not work, we can get out. Valdez was the town with the previous contract. If it worked for them, I'm pretty sure we could find a way to make it work here.
The city approved the contract unanimously. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.